Hey, Jonathan Goodman here. I have super exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, that I've been talking about forever, is almost here. This is published by HarperCollins. The president of Shopify endorsed it. The editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine endorsed it. This thing is going to blow the roofs off, and I'm asking that you please pre-order your copy today on your local Amazon, wherever you buy books. It's available. It's called The Obvious Choice. Hope you pre-order it. Hope you love it.
There are very little advantages anymore with how powerful the ad engines have become, particularly across Meta with AI built into them. The amount of back-end testing and targeting that these systems automatically do, there's very little advantage in actually ad creative and copywriting and even targeting anymore. And so the only way that you can really do well with ads now is to have an existing brand that people recognize. But then the real bread and butter comes down into having an offer that has a good lifetime customer value included in it. Jason, same thing. You've been hanging on for a bit. You know how this goes. If you can just say who you are, who you serve, and then we'll kick into it, man.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Jason Lydon. I'm from Milford, Connecticut. I help high performers stay at their peak, optimizing their training and owning their lives. So that's my quick one-liner. Yeah. My question for you is a little bit different than what's kind of been formatted so far. So I have a brick and mortar that I've had for about 18 years, and cool. I've had an online business that I've had for probably 10 years. I started working with Drea seven months ago, and it's going great. And what I'm looking to do with the business is I ran a mentorship program for a while, and I'm looking to revamp the mentorship program in 2025 and make it more. Our mentorship program is run very similar to the way I run the online business, which is individually designed programs for individuals. So the mentorship was an individually designed mentorship program for people that came in based around, you know, who they were and their coaching level and where they wanted to go. And I'm looking
When you say mentorship, sorry, I just want to make sure that I understand what you're referring to. Is this fitness mentorships? Is this a mentorship for other coaches coming into your facility? What's the mentorship? Who is the mentorship for?
The biggest clientele has been CrossFit community for coaches looking to further their understanding of the principles of strength and conditioning and how they can apply that to mixed modal coaching.
Okay, so you're mentoring coaches in the CrossFit community to be better coaches.
Correct.
Got it. Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
So of course. So what I'm looking to do for 2025, instead of taking it from a purely individualized perspective, is to make it more of a 12-week program on my program and myself. And we do weekly calls around the set 12-week curriculum. And then he'll run individual calls 2 per week for the people. And from there, if I run 2 cohort/individual type mentorships a year, also providing some form of retreat for them at the end of the year. So I kind of wanted to go through the bigger picture with you and then see what questions you had around there, how I could kind of make it more stable as it's a new avenue that I'm going into this format.
You're talking about building a scalable, basically business mentorship program.
I guess I don't know how scalable I want it to get. So I guess, what do you mean by scalable?
Well, something where you don't have to be the one actively delivering all of the teachings every single time.
So I'm actually going in the reverse direction. So the mentorship, I've been completely hands-off. And this guy, one of my coaches, Ryan, who loves mentoring, loves coaching, loves leading that area, has been doing it. And I had to take a step back due to the clients I've been working with in my time and the brick and mortar and just too much stuff going on.
Okay.
And it's been an avenue that I want to get back into, which is the coaching and the mentoring of other coaches. So
got it.
I'm kind of going in reverse direction.
Okay. So a program like that has a number of different components to it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have, call it the client generation, the marketing and the sales. You're going to have the administration, the customer service. And then the other bucket that you're going to have is the actual teaching, right, component. And then it sounds like if you have a retreat, then there's going to be you're going to have to have some sort of support for the retreat infrastructure as well. I mean, event planning, basically. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, are there any other major buckets that I'm missing?
I don't know. I was going to ask you if you could review those buckets. I was trying to take down notes and I missed all of
Yeah,
them.
I mean, admin, customer support,
Okay.
right, would be one. Call it marketing and sales,
Yep.
right? There's the actual like delivery of the service. So call it client success, right? Like, you know, everything that goes into the teaching, to the program, to the curriculum, all of that.
Correct.
And then if you have a retreat component, then you're basically talking about events. And, you know, it might be small, but events are events.
Sure.
There's
Yeah,
logistical operations that need to be involved. You need to source venues. You need to organize travel, hotel.
Yeah.
Any time that you're doing, that you're hosting an event at a facility that hosts events, you will, it is, I don't know if you've done any, man, it's crazy what they
It's
charge you
insane.
for everything. It's
I
wild.
ran an event last year, a Northeast Coaches Summit, and I flew in some of my colleagues from around the US to do a 2-day like speaking event at my facility. And it was just so much work. It made me
It's
never
so
want to
much
do it
work.
again. Like I was like, it was insane to me.
So in every bucket, you know, as you're doing this, there's different components to each bucket. Some of them are going to be simple. Some of them are going to be more complicated. But what I would look at here, you know, if you want to be involved, you don't want to be involved in every aspect of it. You just said you never want to do events again. It's not that you don't want to do events again. Probably when you were there, it was awesome.
It was.
It was everything leading up to it that sucks.
Yeah.
There are people who are absolutely insane that like that part of it. You know what I'm saying? Not me, but I can introduce you to one or two of them if you are interested in that. That just are killers at the logistical operations. They love the follow-ups. They love sourcing the venues, the hotels, that type of thing. And so, you know, in each bucket, what you're basically going to do is draw lines down to the different tasks that each bucket contains. And so for admin customer service, I mean, you're talking about everything from basic email inquiries to sending receipts, tax invoices, refund requests. Like, who deals with all of that crap? You might, if you already have a gym, it might just, you might be able to put those operations under an existing administration or person. But this is going to be a separate program. So you want to at least separate the operations, even if they're done by the same person, so that if you ever decide to grow them or sell them separate than one another, you can easily split them off. Right. So, you know, admin customer service, marketing and sales, right? How are people hearing about this? Is there going to be a separate marketing engine? Is it going to be under the existing engine? Is it just going to be you calling up your buddies and basically being like, yo, we're all well connected. Let's do something together. But
God, can I just have you there for 1 second to
yeah.
ask you some more questions on the marketing and sales?
Mm-hmm.
So my initial thought on with the launch of this, I was going to run it very similar to the 4C concept, right? Mm-hmm. Of the content, DMing people, booking calls, getting leads. Is there anything outside of that that you think I should be putting focus on to do this? I have someone that runs the social media. I have someone in charge of the DMing and the conversations and the taking all the leads and the calls. And they're we're continually educating them with inside the system and the sales scripts. But do you see I'm missing any avenues with this relaunch besides just hitting up my, you know, index of current people?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that there's probably gold, silver, bronze opportunities, and you would be best off by categorizing them. I would say that a gold opportunities are people who already are connected to you and you have their emails and or phone numbers and you can do one-on-one outreach to them. Those are your gold opportunities, right? Once you exhaust that, you'd be looking at your existing social media accounts, most likely. If you have an email list would be above that. But you'd be looking at your existing platforms and how to optimize conversion on those for this type of thing. So can you, you know, you create content specific to what you teach about this? Or do you have any video from past events, past teaching?
We have testimonials from previous people.
No, like actual like teaching.
Yeah, from different athlete camps I run, I have all the videos I can pull up, but no.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Because all that you need is, I would pick out two or three different subjects that you think are going to be popular based off of your knowledge of the thing. Like, okay, how do you design a killer wad? How do you teach kipping pull-ups properly? Whatever you think is going to be not necessarily the most important, but the biggest pain point that existing coaches that are aspirational and ambitious that want to get better at, that they're like, yo, if somebody were to teach me this today, I'd jump on it. And all that you do is you split off that video. You can put it up on YouTube, it doesn't matter. But you split off that video. I have a super exciting announcement. My next book, called The Obvious Choice, is finally available for pre-order. This is my first traditionally published book, and it is by far the best thing that I've ever written. But you don't even need to listen to me. Harley Finkelstein, the literal president of Shopify, said to consider this required reading for anyone running a small business. He says, Goodman nails it when it comes to business insights. This book is filled with timeless advice, and unlike so many other business books, it's a joy to read. There's tons of other endorsements. I won't bore you with them, but I really, really want to encourage you to pre-order the book today and not wait until it comes out to order it. And the reason for that is quite simple. When you pre-order a book on Amazon, you actually lock in the lowest ever price that it'll be. No joke, I pre-ordered a book, a different book, for about $40 not too long ago. And when the book arrived, I got refunded by Amazon for $10. Why? Because what happens is that there was one day over that entire 3-month period between when I pre-ordered it and when the book came out that the book was discounted. But because I had the book pre-ordered, I locked in the lowest ever price that Amazon will ever offer the book up until that launch. And Amazon often discounts books. So this way you don't have to watch. Lock in your pre-order today. Thank you so much. Hope that you love it. Back to the pod.
And then you do calls to action across your email list and across your social media accounts. And you basically say, hey, I just put out a video on how to teach kipping pull-ups. How the best CrossFit coaches in the world cue a kipping pull-up to somebody who's never done it, to our VIPs. If you want it, send me a message, send me a DM that says kipping, right? And then they send you that DM, you send them the link to the video, you send them a link to an opt-in to download the video, and then you follow up in the DM and you just say something like, hey, I'm curious. Are you already coaching? Are you already working in a CrossFit box? And what you're doing there is the same type of process that we teach you in OTM to get clients, right? It's just a consultative sale. Many of you went through a very similar process, and that's how you signed up for OTM. This isn't magic. I would say that that's the silver level opportunity, though, right? You want to exhaust your gold level opportunities first. But what you do is you can then test those against one another and see what has the best response rates. And then the ones that do, you already have this content. You don't need to create new stuff. And ideally you're going to get these people on an email list and you're going to launch these events. And then the bronze, you probably would never need to get into the bronze, but the bronze is really, call it paid ads.
Got it.
For these types of events. But I don't think you would ever, with your network and connections, you want to keep this relatively small. The only reason we use paid ads now as kind of this underlying layer to sell OTM ongoing.
Yeah.
And the only reason that we started to do that, we just started doing that last year, is because when you have a sales team, even if you have enough leads, if you're filling them purely with organic type activities, it's always going to be very spiky. And that's really, really hard to maintain a high performing sales team when they're either overwhelmed or don't have enough to do. And so running the paid ads, all that that does, because I put out a call to action and we'd have too many leads that we can't deal with and can't get them in fast enough. And so all that the paid does is it keeps this kind of layer of consistency amongst the lead flow to be able to get the sales team. And so not to say you can't scale up with ads, but We've never needed to.
Yeah. What do you find to be the sweet spot from a financial standpoint to make paid ads beneficial? Because before I was with OTM, I was doing a lot of paid ads. Not a lot, but I was in the paid ad world. And I just feel like I got like zero return. It's like unless like you hit a certain financial threshold, I think, where you see I've seen returns.
It all depends on the offer. You've got to. There are very little advantages anymore with how powerful the ad engines have become, particularly across Meta with AI built into them. The amount of backend testing and targeting that these systems automatically do, there's very little advantage in actually ad creative and copywriting and even targeting anymore. And so the only way that you can really do well with ads now is to have an existing brand that people recognize. That's kind of what we do. You know, my organic content, its job is to help you recognize my face, and then my ads are kind of what converts.
Got it.
But would the ads convert if I didn't also do the organic stuff, right? So the existing brand. And then but then the real bread and butter comes down into having an offer that has a good lifetime customer value included in it. And so, how good of a job are you in after the fact converting from the ads and building long lifetime value? And do you have a big enough bankroll to
Yeah.
figure it out?
Right.
Because, for example, you know, we might only get on the front end cash collected on any given month 110% return on the ads, let's say. But then we have cash owed, let's say 180, 190% return. But we have to stay in the game long enough to be able to collect the cash collected
Yeah.
for long enough. So you do need a big enough bankroll to be able to last long enough.
Got it.
But really it's lifetime value.
Okay.
With the ads, it's lifetime value, and it's an offer that is profitable enough to be able to withstand it. Which, I mean, you know, with what you're doing, you should have.
Okay.
I just don't think that you'd really need it, to be
Yeah,
honest,
no.
and I don't think it's the right way to start. It might be the right way to scale up later if you decide you want to do that.
Okay. When so I've never ran a 12-week launch
Yeah,
for something like
12-week
this. That's
launch or 12-week like coaching program.
a 12-week coaching program. Sorry.
Got it. Got it.
Something
Got
like
it.
a 12-week coaching program or going into a mentorship. What time period do you like for a launch?
In terms of when you actually launch the thing,
Or I guess in terms of when I start like the marketing, the call to actions, the
I
video
see. I
before.
see. I would start, I mean, the most common thing back when I used to do two launches a year. We do one in March, one in September. And we would start promoting it about a month and a half, 2 months out. What
Okay.
we'd do is we'd collect basically a presale list. So we would say, you know, this is coming. We collect a presale list. And then about 2 weeks prior, we'd start hitting it hard. And then
Okay.
we'd be in the launch for 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks. And then we'd close it, and then we'd reopen it for another week or so. So we'd close it. We'd close it for 2 days, and then we'd figure out a way to reopen it for another week or so. But and if you're going to do this for like 2 12-week periods, you could do that. I actually like the OTM model a lot more the way that we do it, which is we actually launch it every single month.
Okay.
And so people sign up whenever all throughout the month, but new cohorts start the first Monday of every month.
Yeah, okay.
So you can sign up whenever. But what that allows us to do is that allows us to basically build a repeat 4 week rolling cycle of our marketing, but also of our coaching. And so if we know that everybody's starting on the first Monday of every month, and we know that the base program is 12 weeks and then legacy is a year, what we do is we build a 4 week rolling cycle of our coaching calls. We build a 4 week rolling cycle of the program. And we can fit anybody in that starts on day one. But what we also have built into that is the urgency of, hey, you got to wait another month if you don't sign up by now, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, every once in a while we'll do a price raise or something like that, and then there's a scarcity amongst the price raise and an urgency amongst the expiring enrollment. I have not found that there's any difference in the power of the urgency if something launches twice a year versus every month. The only difference is if something launches something like twice a year, you can just put a lot more energy into that launch. The difference, of course, is that now you only get to run this thing twice a year. And if you miss it or you miss the mark one time, you got to wait another 6-7 months. Kind of because that's what you told your audience, which sucks. But also, it's just a tremendous amount of energy and work and effort where you're all aligning towards this one launch. And maybe that launch twice a year is going to have, you know, better results than a launch every month. Because a launch every month, you can just build it into a rinse and repeat repetitive cycle. You know, just boom, 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 boom. Was a launch twice a year, it becomes very hard to measure the success of what you did before and repeat it because there's been so much time in between.
Okay.
The ecosystem is so much different. Like, can you, you know, if you ran an ad 6 months ago, for example, can you judge whether that ad will be successful again 6 months later with the difference in market conditions and everything? I would not rely on that. You would almost have to begin a new testing cycle as opposed to what we're able to do, which is just continually be testing and improving over time. And so, you know, there are people like Girls Gone Strong, for example, runs launches, but I think they still do twice a year and are having tremendous success with it. But there's actually not a lot of examples of that that exist anymore. And I think that this is why. I think the pros don't outweigh the cons.
Okay.
It used to be very different. You know, it used to be when I could reasonably expect 50 to 70% of people to answer my emails or to open my emails, it was very different. Build a pre-launch list of 20,000. I'd know that there's going to be a 65% open rate over the course of my launch. Yeah, man, you could crush it.
Yeah.
But that's just not the case anymore.
Right. Right. Okay. So, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it.